Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A major milestone in India's journey towards a cleaner energy future was marked recently as the country took a significant step towards becoming a global hub for green hydrogen production and exports. On 18 June 2026, Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi launched the Green Hydrogen Certification Portal of India, or GHCI, at a national workshop. This portal is central to India's ambition to become a leading producer and supplier of green hydrogen and its derivatives, such as green ammonia and green methanol. But why is this important? What makes green hydrogen so crucial for our energy transition? To understand this, let's first look at the background. The National Green Hydrogen Mission was approved by the Union Cabinet in January 2023 with a total outlay of 19,744 crore rupees up to 2029-30. It is implemented by the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, or MNRE, and aims to make India a leading producer and supplier of green hydrogen and its derivatives. But what exactly is green hydrogen? Hydrogen is color-coded by its production route. Green hydrogen is produced by splitting water into hydrogen and oxygen through electrolysis powered by renewable energy, making it virtually emission-free at the point of production. This is essential for decarbonizing hard-to-abate sectors such as refining, fertilizers, steel, and long-haul transport. Remember this number, the mission aims to produce 5 million metric tons of green hydrogen per year by 2030, with about 125 gigawatts of associated renewable energy. Now, let's look at the mission's targets and components. A core instrument of the mission is SITE, the Strategic Interventions for Green Hydrogen Transition Program, which provides financial incentives for both domestic manufacturing of electrolysis and the production of green hydrogen. Incentives have already been awarded for a capacity of 8,62,000 metric tons per annum. Note this carefully, SITE is a crucial component of the National Green Hydrogen Mission, and its incentives will play a significant role in driving the growth of the green hydrogen industry in India. The Certification Portal, or GHCI, is a critical component of this mission. Why is certification important? Green hydrogen commands a premium only if its green credentials can be trusted. The GHCI provides a credible, standardized mechanism to certify that hydrogen has indeed been produced with renewable energy within permitted emission thresholds. What makes this significant is that the GHCI will verify that hydrogen meets the defined emission intensity threshold for green status, provide a transparent, digital trail from production to certification, issue certificates that buyers, especially in export markets, can rely upon, and align with international standards so Indian hydrogen is accepted abroad. But why does this matter? The export imperative is a critical aspect of India's green hydrogen strategy. Certification is not merely domestic housekeeping. Major markets are introducing carbon accounting rules at their borders. The European Union's Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, or CBAM, will levy charges on the embedded carbon of imports. A robust, internationally recognized certification regime allows Indian green hydrogen and its derivatives to enter such markets without carbon penalties, turning certification into a trade-enabling asset. Now, let us turn to the opportunities and challenges presented by the National Green Hydrogen Mission. The opportunities are significant. India can position itself as a competitive exporter as global demand for clean molecules rises. The mission will support India's net zero by 2070 pledge and energy security goals by cutting fossil import dependence. It will also catalyze a domestic electrolyzer manufacturing ecosystem under the Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat frameworks. However, there are also challenges to be addressed. The high production cost of green hydrogen compared with grey hydrogen is a significant challenge. There is also a need for vast additional renewable capacity and water resources. Building storage, pipeline, and port infrastructure for hydrogen and ammonia is another critical challenge. And ensuring the certification standard is recognized by all key importing jurisdictions is essential for India's export strategy. So what does the way forward look like? Driving down costs through scale, cheaper renewables, and electrolyzer manufacturing incentives is crucial. Negotiating mutual recognition of the GHCI standard with the EU, Japan, South Korea, and other buyers is also essential. Developing dedicated green hydrogen hubs near ports and renewable-rich regions will help drive growth. And promoting demand-side mandates in refining and fertilizers to anchor a domestic market will be critical for the success of the mission. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Green Hydrogen Certification Portal of India, or GHCI, was launched on 18th June 2026 by Pralhad Joshi. The National Green Hydrogen Mission was approved in January 2023 with an outlay of 19,744 crore rupees to 2029-30, and the nodal ministry is the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy. The mission targets 5 million metric tons of green hydrogen per year by 2030, with about 125 gigawatts of associated renewable energy. Site: The Strategic Interventions for Green Hydrogen Transition Program provides incentives for domestic manufacturing of electrolyzers and the production of green hydrogen, with incentives already awarded for 8,62,000 metric tons per annum. Green hydrogen is produced by electrolysis of water using renewable electricity, resulting in near-zero emissions at production. The EU's Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, or CBAM, makes credible certification vital for exports. And six states have dedicated hydrogen policies. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The National Green Hydrogen Mission and the GHCI are critical components of India's energy transition strategy. Remember this number: the mission aims to produce 5 million metric tons of green hydrogen per year by 2030. Note this carefully: the GHCI will provide a credible, standardized mechanism to certify that hydrogen has indeed been produced with renewable energy within permitted emission thresholds. In conclusion, India's National Green Hydrogen Mission and the Green Hydrogen Certification Portal are significant steps towards a cleaner energy future. As the world transitions towards a low-carbon economy, India's ability to produce and export green hydrogen will play a critical role in its energy security and economic growth.